In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you saw the movie, The Passion of the Christ, no doubt you were impressed with the cruelty, the horror, and the awfulness of all that our Lord Jesus Christ did for us when he suffered and died on the cross. The cross is an instrument of death. Today we commemorate Holy Cross Day. This tells us that we as Christians regard the cross as a sign of love and a sign of life. It is a sign of God's love for all people. It is a sign of the life that God gives to us in Jesus Christ. And our text for today affirms this in the familiar and wonderful words of John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Love and life can be seen in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The cross is the central symbol of our faith. The cross marks our churches as evangelical. The cross marks our homes as places where Jesus Christ dwells. And the cross, when it is worn by people of faith, marks us as those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus Christ was lifted up for us, just as he said in our text, lifted up so that all who believe in him could have the gift of eternal life, something that we did not deserve because of our sin, but something that God gives to us because of his great love for you and me. This is the very heart of the gospel. The celebration of Holy Cross Day goes back a long way to the days of the reign of Constantine, the first Roman emperor who embraced the Christian faith. The dedication of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre occurred on September 14th, of the year 335, and that began the commemoration of Holy Cross Day. As we begin the new academic year here at Concordia Theological Seminary, we recognize that the cross is the very heart of this seminary. Those familiar words that we have all learned to know and to love, we believe, teach, and confess. Those words are centered in Christ and his gospel, that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him, saved by the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the theology of the cross, so that all the academic work, all the practical work, all the field work, all that we do is centered in the cross. The cross also needs to be the very center of all of our preaching. St. Paul wrote these simple but powerful words, "We believe and we preach Christ crucified." These are simple words and they are packed with meaning. The power is in the gospel. not in the preacher. No matter how eloquent or persuasive he may be, the vestments hide the man so that the people hear nothing but the message, the word of God, the word that is centered in the redeeming love of Jesus Christ. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and we need the rescuing power of Jesus Christ. That's the theology of the cross. And the cross also needs to be the center of all of our living. All of us were marked with the sign of the cross when we were baptized. Many people now make the sign of the cross in their daily living. That means that we were set apart for the purposes of God to be his people, to live transformed lives by the power of God. We were made holy, and we are continually nourished by the word and the sacrament so that we are strong and ready and prepared as the people of God for whatever we face day by day. And that means the theology of the cross. So today, let us be renewed in our life under the cross by recognizing the centrality of the cross at this seminary, in our preaching, and in our lives. For truly, our theology is theology of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.